So what God is saying here, men, you might be stronger, but you better honor her. And you better recognize that she is a co-heir with you in spiritual matters if you want God to hear your prayers. Is that what it says? It really is what it says. If somebody else has a different interpretation, you can come up and say it. I might show you where you're wrong, but that's cool. I'd rather have both John and I having spiritual authority. I'm waiting for my kids to move into it. They're starting to, you know what I mean? The more of us walking in the things of God, the better. The more of us taking authority and praying and casting out demons and believing for healing and coming in agreement prayer, the better. The better. There's so many new people who need to get saved and discipled. It's time for the old people to get your diapers off and start doing the stuff. I'm thrilled when you do the stuff. I'm not asking you to come to me and ask me if you can do the stuff. I'm no way want you to think that I'm going to do the stuff for you. Why would I do the stuff for you when God lives inside of you? Why should your husband do the stuff for you when God lives inside of you? Why should you do the stuff for your kids when God lives inside of them? But how powerful is agreement? And let me say this. This is just a powerful, powerful blessing God gives. The Bible says if any two of you can come together as touching on anything, it's done for you, right? Well, who could pray for kids more than the husband and the wife who came together in love and produced them? If we could understand the spiritual power and authority we have as one flesh, we would not be fighting over who's more spiritual. We would not be trying to lord it over each other. We would embrace that we're co-heirs. Thank God I'm a co-heir with Christ. Thank God my husband's a co-heir with Christ. We can whop more demons that way. We can come into agreement prayer as touching because we're one. And the Bible says, where's that scripture? If two of you coming together, is anything, where's that? Anybody know? This is on the teaching on that's coming out on asking next week. It's powerful teaching, man. You know, it could be exciting if you weren't competing against each other and you could actually enjoy getting together and praying and doing warfare and entering into the things of God and having this exciting time and it wasn't an ego trip for anybody. It'd be awesome. Matthew 18, 19. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth as to anything, whatever they shall ask, it shall be to them from my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, my name, there I am in their midst. I mean, the enemy attacks your home and instantly there's that power of agreement of coming and really believing for that thing and really coming into that place. See, the Lord just, he wants us to enjoy being married, but he also wants us to recognize the spiritual power and authority that two believers can have together for the purposes of God. And he also wants those who are single to understand the authority they can have and that they can find friends to have that authority with. And people who are believing for an unbelieving spouse, how much authority and power you can have and win them without a word. He promises you, if you do these things, he's going to win that person without a word. As long as that person wants to be in that home and there's peace in that home, God can do that thing. All right. Singles, the Lord just wants you to give him those things. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be married. And there's nothing wrong with, wanting to have children and the whole thing. But when you put, first of all, we have a lot of people who have had children, a lot of people who've been divorced, and a lot of people who've done everything totally wrong. And have already been with someone, has already done all these things we need to get repented of. Asking God to bring them this godly marriage relationship. So let me say first, you need to get your needs met in Christ. You need to really walk into repentance, which we're going to do in a few minutes, and then we'll have our ceremony. You need to get this thing right. You need like this brand new start. And then you're going to have to look at the Lord from exactly where you are in life and find out why. Why are you asking for a spouse. If you're asking for a spouse for security, for a better house, for more money, then your motive is wrong. The Bible says if you ask with the wrong motive, God's not going to give you what you ask for.